Hi, I'm Mr. Square.
I'm Ms. Square of Lifestyle Out Loud.
And you're listening to the Blissbringers Podcast.
Welcome to our Blissbringers Podcast. The materials we cover encourage adults of all ages, nationalities, and sexualities to open up and embrace their wildest desires and blissful pleasures. You won't find medical advice here, just our personal experiences following the journey of sexual evolution and education in sizzling fun topics that were definitely not taught to us in school, but have wickedly blossomed into reality. We discuss adventures in ethical non-monogamy, kinks and fetishes, exotic places to visit, sexy events, workshops, and tips. Allow us to seduce you into embarking on new adventures where each day you ask yourself, what's your pleasure?
Welcome to another very special episode of Blissbringers. I'm just John. I don't have my lovely wife, Miss Cindy, with me today, but I do have my trusted team from up north in Winterfell.
I'm Professor T.
Captain.
You also have Mr. Bill here.
Mr. Bill, how did you get in here? What have you been up to?
Well, I just returned from DomCon, where Miss Cindy and I attended, and we interviewed a whole bunch of people. We went to a private party on Saturday night, interviewed some of the private people, and then we were at the vendor fair on Saturday, interviewed some vendors, and we interviewed some participants. So we had a lot of fun talking to a lot of people, getting answers to some really good questions.
That sounds awesome. The results of that will be in this episode and probably the next episode. Thanks a lot for your report, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Before we start on the main subject, does anybody have any personal updates?
We do not have personal updates this week.
We do.
Okay.
We went out last Tuesday with the infamous Skitter Caper with Lorax, and as special guest, we had Shira B. Katz from Pedestrian Polyamory. For those who don't know Skitter Caper, he was the original creator of the Famous Sexist Fun podcast. They just had their last episode. His book is called Sex is Fun. He's been trailblazing in the sex education scene for quite a while now. And it was very interesting talking to them and had a nice dinner with them. Pretty sure that we haven't seen the last of them.
Did you know them before?
We met. They were in San Francisco for his wedding anniversary.
Cool. Luscious Labs with Professor T. So we don't have a Luscious Lab this week, but I believe, just John, that you have a Luscious Lab for us.
Yes, sort of, kind of, in that we did try the 15-minute orgasm.
Ooh, la la. Do tell.
Yes, so I did the thing of the pictures. As the pictures described it in the book. By the way, it's very hard to hold a Kindle and keep a balance when your hands are looped up.
It's easier with the iPad. If you put the Kindle app on the iPad and then prop the iPad up in your keyboard.
No yeah. Problem. Anyhow, so I did the thing of like one leg over, one leg under. You get a free yoga lesson with that.
Were you sitting on a pillow?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were raised a bit.
Sort of to the side.
Yes.
Still fairly awkward. And I was trying that out on Mr. Cindy, and we did do it for 15 minutes. She didn't orgasm. She came close a couple times, I think. So I guess we need to keep on practicing on that.
Six times.
Yeah. The interesting part of it was afterwards. I had a cramp in my foot and a cramp in the other leg.
And, oh, shit.
And then I'm trying to go to the bathroom, getting a towel and to wash my hands of all the lubes and all that stuff. And I was walking like freaking Quasimodo.
Oh, boy.
And that was a little bit of a mood killer.
Yeah. Well, maybe you need to do some limbering up before you get into position.
Yeah, we got to practice more. I think in one of the next meetings, I think you guys should do a live demo on how to do it.
I think we can arrange a live demo next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
I think being propped properly too for your comfort can possibly make a difference.
Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys, you're troopers, to give it a go.
One thing that is related to the Luscious Labs is I believe Mr. Bill was volunteered to be part of a science experiment for the labs with regards to some medicine he obtained during the DomCon visit.
One of the vendors that we interviewed was a guy that was selling some male enhancement pills. And he put on this big sales pitch, which will be on one of the podcasts here either this week or next week. I purchased a couple of the pills. I promised that I will take one of these pills and see how it works. How's that?
Cool.
Yeah. Like fun.
Cool. So but, is it like yeah. Cialis or?
Well, that's
like
what he
Cialis
says.
Or...
It's supposed to be like Cialis or Viagra, and right. It is all natural herbs and all of these people have tried it. If it works, it works. If it works better, it works better.
Hey, that sounds like an excellent guest lab report for later.
Yeah,
oh, I would be happy to do it.
When you do the lab bill, can you also keep track of whether there are any side effects, like if you get a dry mouth or you feel really either tired or hyper alert or that kind of thing, not just the immediate.
Yeah, no.
or headaches.
Or headaches. That's a very good point, Professor, is to keep track of any side effects like flushing or dry mouth or anything like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're doing things for science, you can't totally let go. You gotta keep your little notebook handy.
Yes, I will.
Saturday. Yeah, here we are at DomCon.
And we're standing in Dragon's Gate, and it's being held at the Hilton LAX. I couldn't believe how many people were here.
This place is packed.
It is packed.
Lots of people here. They got lots of things here. It's packed.
Lots of clothing. You know me, and I've got a fetish for clothing, right?
Yeah.
And shoes.
Oh, yeah. There's shoes. There's fetish clothing. Holy crap. There's all kinds of stuff here.
Oh, and I forgot to introduce you. I am with Mr. Bill.
And I'm with Miss Cindy. We're going to go out, and we're going to interview some people.
Yeah.
We're at DomCon, and we're here with Master Aragon in the Dragon's Gate booth.
DomCon, it's a place where masters and mistresses and doms and submissives come, buy toys, take workshops, learn about S&M, BDSM, learn about play, learn about interaction, and then they take everything they learn and they have incredible play parties at night.
Master Aragon, in 25 minutes or less, how did you get involved in the BDSM scene?
How did I get involved? I have had BDSM fantasies since I was a six-year-old kid.
Do you remember the first one?
Yes, I do. It was a cute little girl in gym class, kindergarten, and I just wanted to tie her to the cargo net. Had no idea why.
You had this image at 6 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Didn't know what I wanted to do to her, but I wanted her tied up. and as I got older, it grew and grew and grew, and finally I started asking people to tie them up and play with them. And then eventually I found a club that had this kind of stuff and realized I wasn't alone. So from there, I started going to special interest groups, learning more and more, got a submissive of my own, and became Master Aragon.
You know what I just realized? You know, most normal children want to play doctor with their playmates. You know, when you're a little kid, you play doctor. No, Master Aragon was playing bondage.
So, Master Aragon, is there anything in the scene that you're specifically noted for?
There are many things I'm noted for. Some good, some bad.
Agreed.
But the two things I'm most known for are three things, really. Flogging, electricity of all kinds, and probably the most theatrical thing I do are bullwhips.
Well, wait a minute.
And
I see some artwork on Zoe.
A bullwhip over here is a single-tail whip. It looks like a bullwhip, but it's a single-tail. They're about they can be anywhere from 3 to 8 or 9 feet long. The one that Aragon throws are usually about 8 foot long.
No, I throw, I throw three-footers and I throw four-footers.
Oh.
I have a four-and-a-half-footer. But threes and fours are my weapon of choice. And there's my canvas over there.
Yes, we were just
and
admiring your canvas of Zoe over here with her back.
She's beautifully marked.
She was a trooper last night.
And Master Aragon, I noticed that you have in front of you on this table a whole bunch of floggers. Did you by chance make these floggers?
I by chance did make these floggers.
Did you make these? These are gorgeous.
I decided one day that I wanted toys that were a little more performance than what I was able to find or buy. So I started experimenting until I found a design for floggers that I think is better than just about anybody else's.
So I got to ask, we get a lot of questions from people that want to buy floggers. How would you recommend they shop for floggers?
First of all, you've got to find a flogger that has weight and balance. You got to make sure the leather is thick. It has a feel to it. It feels like a piece of quality leather, not thin, not stringy. But the flogger, most importantly, needs to balance in your hand. There has to be a distinct center of gravity so that for which you can spin the flogger. Very, very few flogger makers do that. And that's what signifies a work of art, something that is a true tool versus just something you're messing around with.
Now, leather comes in all sizes and shapes. Do you have like deer skin and elk skin and hide and leather, and so from little softer ones up to heavier ones?
Leather used to come in all sizes and shapes, and unfortunately, it doesn't come in as many varieties as it used to. So finding leather is hard. I use very, very specific hides, specific thicknesses. I like deer. I really like elk and moose are my favorites. Very hard to come by moose these days. Buffalo and certain cows work for really, but it is very difficult to find the right hides, and that's my inspiration for the floggers comes based on the hides I can find.
And I noticed they're all in multicolors and different colors, red and black being the primary color, but you can make them in any color,
can't you?
I
want the rainbows.
You can make them in any color I can find the right leathers for, and I choose to do interesting colors because everybody else does black.
Or
so
red.
I want unusual things.
Well, Master Aragon, these
like
are just beautiful floggers. If someone wanted to contact you and look at your floggers, do you have a website?
I can be found on FetLife at Master Aragon, E-R-A-G-O-N. I can also be contacted by at MasterAragon@gmail.com. Again, Aragon, E-R-A-G-O-N. And, you know, I'm pretty readily available online. Just punch in Master Aragon, you'll find my website, MasterAragon.com.
Do you do private sessions? So if someone wants to...
I also work as a pro dom. I do private sessions. I do individuals. I do couples. I do beating. I do training.
Oh, and he's fine looking.
I do cuckold sessions with additional playmates. So we do a variety of theatrical sessions.
And for people in the Los Angeles area or people that are traveling to the Los Angeles area, where might they find you hanging out on a Friday or a Saturday night?
I will be found at Sanctuary Studios LAX almost every weekend, and one weekend in a month I'll be seen at Dragon's Gate Studios.
Very well done, Mr. Aragon.
Wait, I have one last question.
Cindy has another last question.
Did you have a mentor or an inspiration, someone that sort of taught you these skills?
You know what? Most of my skills I picked up just by watching in general. I did have a friend of mine, Robert, put my bullwhips in my hand the first time. And that I ran with. Flogging, I saw people doing things, and I just started practicing at home, and a lot of it I taught myself. I've never had a mentor, but I've had a lot of people help influence over the years.
Excellent. And outside of this lifestyle, do you have a different job? What are you doing beyond this?
I do computer consulting on the outside world.
See, there's a white collar.
But I work as a pro dom as well, so that's part of my career.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you, Mr. Aragon. Miss Cindy and I are at DomCon, and we just finished interviewing Master Aragon, and he talked about his single tails and his canvas, Zoe. Well, standing in front of me is Zoe, and we're going to talk to Zoe now. Miss Zoe, tell us how you became the canvas for Mr. Aragon and his masterful work.
Sure, no problem. It all started with a little stocking. I bought a session from a dominatrix named Mistress Justine, and she took me to Sanctuary for our scene, and I was like, ooh, what is this? This is my first introduction to BDSM. I didn't know a dungeon existed. It was 15 minutes away from my house, and so I went home, and I looked up sanctuarylax.com, and I had these fantasies about a male dom, and lo and behold, there was this sexy man picture, and I kind of got all giddy, and I wrote him. And we chatted a little bit, and we ended up meeting at a Pangea party, and since then we've been play partners, and that was back in November. So, and I think he figured out the first time we ever played that I was a masochist and a whip slut, and just really, really into being beat.
And for the listeners out there, how would you describe a whip slut?
A whip slut is somebody who gets wet for whips.
Mm.
Ooh.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm so sorry we missed last night.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have a double life. By day, I am a case assistant at a law firm. I am married, and my husband is not at all kinky. He's very vanilla. And then,
does he support what you're doing?
He does. He does. He's very supportive. Doesn't quite understand everything and gets a little freaked out when I come home, especially this whipped. He's never seen me this bad before, so that should be interesting.
Or this good.
Bad in the good sense, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Then mostly by the weekend, I go to the club and I play, and I'm a submissive to Master Aragon. So
the point here is that everyone has two lives.
Absolutely. It's a private thing as much as it is an exhibitionist thing. You can do it at home without anybody around. You can do it on stage at DomCon, but you just have to fulfill your needs.
Do you consider yourself an exhibitionist?
I get a lot of enjoyment from being on stage. Yeah. I like the attention, but I also love playing with no one, you know, just playing with him, and so that's always really fun.
Are you guys in any other type of lifestyle, swingers, poly?
No, we're not. Yeah, just us.
Straight.
Two. Straight, he and I. That's our core.
Did he come here today?
No. He's actually at a soup kitchen. He's such a, like, wonderful person. He's serving pulled pork sandwiches to people who are homeless. You know, he's such an amazing guy.
And then there's Zoe.
And then there's Zoe, getting whipped and prancing around.
It's a yin and yang relationship.
You guys are good. We balance each other.
She's the little devil, and he's the little angel.
I don't know. She's looking like an angel to me right now. She's looking like Dark a six-foot-tall angel.
She's gorgeous. I'm probably about 6'2 right now. The taller, the better.
If somebody wanted to seek you out, can they contact you on any type of site?
Absolutely.
How do we get hold of you?
You can go on FetLife. I'm Doey Zoe. The spelling seems to trip people up. It is DoeyZooey. I'm a pony, so Zooey.
Are you a pony?
I am.
Do you have your outfit?
Show.
Oh, I missed it.
You did miss it. I was in the pony show on Thursday. I'm prancing around with my plume and my harness, and that was really fun. I love being a pony.
Do you have pictures on FetLife?
Not of that yet. I'm sure I will get some pictures. Everybody was snapping stuff here on Thursday, so I will post those, and you can see all of my pony prance happening.
So I'm really curious to ask you about what made you decide to transform into a pony. When did you get into that?
I read a book, the Sleeping Beauty series, The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty, and so Sleeping Beauty gets awoken by this prince, and then she gets taken to this castle, and they turn the submissives into ponies to break them, and I read about it while reading. I was just like so excited, and I thought it was really, really sexy. And pony play isn't a sexy thing for me. Like, I don't get turned on. I just love the animalistic herd community that you get. You know, we all gather around and we stood with each other and neighed, and it was, you know, it's just a different community within the kink community.
Yeah.
So it's a fun place to go.
Do you feel a transformation when you're putting your gear on? Do you have a bit and bridle?
Yes. You definitely get into pony space. So.
Is that what that's called?
Yes, pony space. So you're, you know, you don't talk, you neigh, you greet people differently, you bow differently. It's really fun.
Do you also have the hoofs?
I don't have the hoofs. I'm going to law
school. We know
what
to get her for Christmas.
Oh, I'm going to law school in August, so I'm getting bits and pieces of things when I can afford it while trying to save. A huge investment, but we're show ponies. So show ponies, we just did bare hands in this way. So.
Yeah, how exciting!
Yeah,
I know. You know what? This is going to be really funny. But when I was a kid, I used to play like I was a horse. I just admitted this. He's like, "Oh my God, you've got a pony in you." And I'm like, "I am not going that direction." He goes, "I bet you do."
You come out to the LA Pony and Critter
Saturday
play parties, and you pony with us. We'll do the gates. We'll prance around. It's so much fun.
Miss Cindy, I think you might have something to do here. Look at this. Did you hear that, folks? She just neighed into the microphone. I think there's a hidden pony inside this dom over here.
It was a perfect neigh.
It's a wild stallion.
Oh, sexy.
Miss Cindy, do you have any other questions for Miss Zoe?
No, I'm in love.
Miss Zoe, do you have any last comments that you would like to make to the listeners?
Explore what you want. Don't hold back.
Good advice.
And you're hearing this from an up-and-coming lawyer, kids.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Zoe.
Thank
Good job.
Zoe.
We're here at DomCon with Mistress Jordan, who
gorgeous.
Is a gorgeous corset on here that is absolutely stunning with a nice, tight black skirt on. With her red hair is just beautiful.
She's a knockout.
Anyway, I've known Mistress Jordan for a long time now, and we're going to interview her. She is the owner of Dragon's Gate Studio, and so we're going to ask her a couple of questions about Dragon's Gate. But first of all, we're going to ask her, Mistress Jordan, in 25 minutes or less, you know, how did you get involved in the BDSM scene?
Oh, you want to hear my story?
Sure.
You've never heard this.
I've never heard this story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Only 100 times.
This is a first for
about
Mr. 100 Bill?
Years ago. I was part of a couple, and we'd been together for a long time and decided to kind of kick things up one night and tied each other up, spanked each other. Didn't think anything about it.
You know those innocent little things.
Usual thing, you know, laughed and giggled and went on. The next night, we happened to go to dinner with some friends of ours, and they said, you know, what'd you guys do last night? So being flippant, I said, oh, you know, the usual. I tied him up, and he spanked me. It was dead silence. I thought, oh, my gosh.
Did they just stare at you with blank eyes?
Yeah.
It was or did like they have mouth... twinkles in their eyes like, ooh?
No, it was like just dead silence with like the deer in the headlights look. And they said, are you guys into that? And I'm like, into what? They said, are you into BDSM? And I went, no, not us, you know.
Don't
and
label
they...
us.
And they said, that's too bad because we are. And I went, really?
So this they were over dinner.
Pardon?
Is this over dinner?
This was over dinner, yes.
Dinner became very interesting.
Yes, the entree definitely changed at that point. So they were members of a group up in L.A., and they said, why don't you come to a party and just check it out? And so being the adventuresome sort, we went. We played and watched. Well, we didn't really play the first time. We watched others play. Ended up joining and played there for a while, and people started saying, Do you do this professionally? And I said, you can do this professionally? I said, really? So the seed was planted. And I thought, okay, where does one learn to do this? Because you can't just hang out your sign and say, you know, I'm a professional dominatrix. Here I am. So I went to work for a house up in L.A. The lady that owned it, very nice. And learned a lot of things.
How did you meet her?
My first meeting with her is I saw her ad, and I thought, I'll go down and talk to her. She's a lady. I'm a lady. No, we'll have a nice chat. So I told her what I'd been doing and my interest, and she said, well, after we talked for a while, she said, I tell you what, you be here at 7 o'clock tonight, and I'll have your first client for you. Well, I started backpedaling because it's like, well, I'll get back with you. I don't know. And she was sitting in a chair. She got up, walked over, leaned over, pointed her finger in my face and said, no, you will be here at 7 o'clock tonight. I will not have let you waste my time or yours.
Wow. So, with authority.
Very much so. The Dom came out. And I thought, kind of cool, but I was kind of afraid, too. So I went back to work, didn't get much work done, and showed up at 7 o'clock. He was waiting for me.
It was a man.
It was a man.
Okay.
Nice looking. He was into foot fetish, which I think is one of, you know, the most enjoyable and easy things to do.
Jordan, define foot fetish for our listeners.
Foot fetish is for those people who love shoes and women's feet, and they love to worship them, you know, touch them, caress them, lick your toes. I mean, just, you know, to them, feet are like going to a strip club and enjoying boobs.
So had you had your feet licked?
No,
previously,
no,
that was the first time.
That was the
so
first time.
So as soon as you had it done, what'd you think?
I thought, why haven't I been doing this more? Where have these people been?
So better go wash my feet.
Exactly. And then, so, you know, he was very personable, nice looking, set up my feet, caressed my feet. End of an hour, you know, it went by like that. He thanked me. She paid me. And I said, yeah, I can do this.
So that was the beginning of a career. And about 10 years ago, you opened up Dragon's Gate Studio.
Actually, 14 years ago.
Holy moly.
And that's what I said.
Let's talk about your current sweetie.
Well, when I met him, I had been doing this for a few years, and I met him over in Palm Springs and at a dance club, and I gave him my card. We danced and, you know, had the eye contact going. I gave him my card, which said Mistress Jordan, and he like looked at it like, is it going to bite me? And we started dating.
He wasn't into it yet.
He had no clue. He'd never, I don't think, even heard of this.
She converted him.
I did. Well, if you ask him today, he still says he's not into it. But, you know, we all laugh at it, at that comment now.
He's in denial.
He was in denial. And for probably the first 7 years, he just did not understand it. But he said, you were in it before I met you. You obviously like doing it. You're good at it. I don't want any part of it. You know, but I'll help in any way I can, you know, build dungeon, you know, whatever. And now he has his own submissives and does exhibitions all across the country. And so when he says he's only into it by association, we get a big laugh out of that.
So how did you guys get to the point of opening up Dragon's Cage?
Well, I had a place over in Palm Springs. That's where I was living at the time. And I had also opened up one in San Diego and Las Vegas and kind of circulated. I do other things, too. I do financial consulting, so it took me to these places. And I would circulate around, and it got to be a little bit just too much travel. So, and he was driving all the way from Orange County to the desert.
Oh, wow.
Which was a big burden on him. And
but
there was,
well worth it.
Well, I thought so. And so I wanted to get a little closer, you know, to where his work was. And so I found a place there and opened it up, and here we are 14 years later.
And Mr. Jordan, is there a way that people might contact you that want to come to Dragon's Gate? Do you have a website? Do you have an email address that you would like to provide to the listeners of Bliss Bringers in case they might want to come?
Yes and yes. The website is Dragons with an S, Gate Studios with an S. So DragonsGateStudios.com.
And that's Dragon's Gate Studio, all one word.
All one word, .com. My email address is JEIDOM at AOL.com. And it has information on there and my phone number as well that you can contact me for any personal questions.
So what other websites? Are you on dating sites, fetish sites?
I'm on a website called FetLife. And so that seems to be the hub of where people go to find out things.
Yeah.
So that one, I also have mistressjordan.com. So that one will also give you the information.
And one last question. Are you out to your family?
No.
Does your family
know? No, my family mostly lives out of state. So if they knew, a good majority of them would say cool. But, you know, then there's always the offset chance that they might not say cool. So.
I totally
well, thank
understand.
You, Mistress Jordan, for this interview. This was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you for asking me.
This is Mr. Bill and Miss Cindy, and we're with Puddles and Mystify, and we're going to chat with them a little bit about, and we're going to ask them, what is your shade of gray? Miss Puddles, would you like to go first?
Hardcore masochist that also is a service top switch.
Define service top.
Tell me what evil things I can do to you, and I can make that happen.
Mystify, what is your shade of gray?
You gotta see her eyes right now.
She's about bugged out of her head.
She's bugging out.
I guess you would say my shade of gray happens to be more on the red side. I am a needle sadist. I like poking people with needles and watch them bleed.
So for a lot of the listeners, they've never had the enjoyment or the pleasure, and some of them are very scared. So what type of safety do you take to make sure that you, yourself, and your victim?
My victims are all safe. Okay, first off, all my needles are, I order them from a reputable medical supply shop. They're all sealed. I've taken many classes also with actual nurses. Also, we go through what their physical health is. If I have anybody has anything that could be affected by it, we don't do it, especially if they have too severe phobias, anxieties, any kind of heart disease. We have to be very careful with that.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Actually, I've only been doing this for 5 years.
5 years is a long time.
Well, all my trainers have been doing it 10 and 15 years. So
you have a mentor.
I have a few that I've learned from over the years. Yes, I go to every class I can find.
If you were to say something to our listeners about how safe and sane this particular environment and lifestyle is, what would you tell them?
I would tell them as long as you've read what you need to read, find people who have been in the lifestyle for many years who can teach you, mentor you.
Ask for references.
Ask for references. But mostly, whether you're bottom or top, remember you're the only one who's responsible for yourself. Your gut tells you, no, don't do it. And, oh my gosh, watch out for frenzy, both bottom frenzy and top frenzy.
And what's frenzy?
It's similar to jonesing for drugs.
When
you first come into this lifestyle, you get this high and you want to keep chasing it. And a lot of people have made the mistake of trusting the wrong people. Learn to have control. Yeah. Yourself, think about, before you do something, seriously think about it, research it, learn. Don't take anyone's word for it that that's okay.
That's right. That's really good advice. So I got to ask, Puddles, how did you get your nickname?
I am a super soaker who can orgasm to pain and anywhere from a few inches to several feet up to like 6 feet squirt.
Are you kidding me? Girl! I don't know how many... Hydro splash.
If you're in the first row, you will get wet.
Wear a raincoat. A big one. Head to toe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Have a nice day. Today we're at DomCon, and we're standing here in front of, and one of the booths at DomCon, and it is a booth for Blue Fusion, and I'm going to turn it over to Shotgun, and he's going to tell us all about Blue Fusion. Shotgun, would you like to explain this to our listeners?
Absolutely. We can make this real simple. It's a male enhancement pill. It's a 48 to 72 hour pill. It takes 1 hour to kick in, and you are good to go for 48 to 72 hours. Now, what's important here is you can still go to the post office. You're not going to scare the kids at the supermarket. It's ready to go when you are ready to go. When you're ready to please your partner, it kicks in to help. So it's kid safe, works like a champ.
So how did you come across this formula, or where did you get the idea for this?
Well, I can tell you what. A buddy of mine is the manufacturer of this product. I'm a master distributor. It was guys' poker night. Same friends for the last 30 years.
Okay, now you're scaring me. You all wanted to have a boner at the same time?
I'll get to that in a moment. Here's the issue. We're playing poker. We have our regular group. He drops a pill in front of me, and I say, shut up and deal. I do all right. So, we're getting close to our normal ending time for our monthly poker night. He's like, time to take the pill. I'm like, if you shut up, if I just take the pill, will you shut up? He says, no. I said, I kind of knew that was coming. So I took it. I went home to my lovely lady. I didn't tell her. Yes, because we hadn't finished playing just yet. The next morning, she said something was different.
Bam!
And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. She goes, no. Something was different last night. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. 3 hours later, she's still pushing the same question. I'm like, fine. I took a few. She goes, I knew it! So, even though at that point I had no interest in the product, it worked so well for me and has now worked for so many of my friends, associates, friends, of cousins, of wives, of husbands, of coworkers, that I thought, you know what? It's time for change. It's time to help men be confident in what they are doing. And we have people from 20 on up and the scale of want to need all using Blue Fusion. So it's been absolutely fantastic. It's been a great journey for us so far.
So is Blue Fusion, is it a male enhancement to make you harder? Is it increasing your libido?
Absolutely. Well, it's harder, longer, a little more stamina. At the same time, that little tingle's going on, so you're enjoying it. And in those interim periods where you're taking care of your partner, you're certainly keeping yourself ready to go and or ready to jump right back into the battle when things go the other way back around, and you're the focus again. So it's one of those things that gives men the confidence they're lacking, or a little bit of extra performance. A lot of guys are going to Vegas with the new girlfriend, or someone has a hot date that night, and they want to make sure that they're at the top of their game, shall we say.
So,
exactly. When you're heading for dinner, it only takes an hour to kick in, so as you're heading for dinner, you're ready to go.
Are you a swinger?
Yes.
So it'll really help, like, when you've had two, round three, round four, and the girls are lining up because you are one fine-looking man.
Well, I'm used to hearing that, and I'm sorry for that. That's kind of, it's a burden that I carry so normally. But, yes, it's definitely going to make it a lot easier for you to get things back going.
I like that.
Well, the thing is about Blue Fusion, it is a male product. I don't care if you are gay, bi, swinger, BDSM, gay leather. It doesn't matter. It is purely a male product. Now, oftentimes it's the ladies at the passion parties, similar things, that are giving it to their men.
Crushed up in their drinks and they don't know.
Well,
for quite a few men, it's quite motivating when their partner goes,
oh, baby,
I really want you to take this tonight. We had a lady coming this morning. Her partner had used it for the first time just last night. And I asked her what she thought. So I wanted to ask both of them separately what their reaction to Blue Fusion was. She goes, my jaw is sorer than I can remember. She started holding her face. And I'm not going to describe exactly the words that she was using to describe the activity last night. But yes, she had a smile like you could not believe on her face. And that's what it's really all about.
So what is in Blue Fusion?
It's an all-natural product.
It's not Cialis.
No. It has the same concerns as both of those. So we are always careful about it. Someone says they have health issues. If your doctor says you can take Viagra, Blue Fusion is for you. If your doctor says Viagra and Cialis are out for whatever reason, high blood pressure, heart issues, then it's not for you. And it's better to make sure your doctor's okay with whatever you're doing.
I see on the box it says all-natural. So are these herbs?
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yes, it's a custom formula done by an herbalist here in Southern California.
Excellent.
And it's something that we're regularly tweaking. And I had someone at AdultCon recently ask for a extra strength. And I said, yes, but no. I have them. I won't sell you one. Please, just try this one. If there's a problem, come back to me tomorrow, and we'll deal with it. I'll give you your money back. But I think you're going to find this is more than strong enough at this point. And you know what? He was fine. His need for extra strength was met just by the regular Bufusion.
Well, hopefully you don't get blue balls out of this.
Yeah. Well, this is bad. You guys may want to edit it out later, but there was a gentleman who bought Bufusion from us at AdultCon. And he just stood in the booth. And I'm kind of, okay, all right, my friend, whatever. I'm up for talking to anybody. I enjoy this. And he goes, well, I was going to jack off tonight. Would this be good for me jacking off tonight? And I said,
whatever's his kink.
Tell you what, you do whatever you like, but I would suggest you save this for someone special. If you have a good hot date coming up, and he goes, well, I just think about using it tonight. I'm like, you do whatever you like. Personally, I'd suggest saving it for that someone special, that special moment, but my friend, enjoy.
He didn't have blue balls, did he?
You know what? We did not talk about blue balls the next day. we fondly call them pecker pills. But it's a real product.
Like, that's awesome.
With a real company and real people behind it. My name is on the business cards, for example.
And fantastic.
We see this as something real. It's not one of the little things you see in the gas station.
And so where do wives order this? Where do men order this? Where
can we get fusionforcouples.com. Absolutely. Fusionforcouples.com is all one word, or 888-400-7186 will also get you through to us.
That's awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Shaka.
Thank you.
Blissbringers does not make or endorse any medical claims. Always consult your doctor before using any kind of medication.
Naughty news of the week.
I am restarting the Naughty Mario Kart Club. Not under my management, but we got some volunteers that will run it for now. So Naughty Mario Kart, what is that? Well, imagine Mario Kart on Wii, and then a bunch of sex-positive people who are playing it, and they're also logged in to Google Hangouts, so you can actually video conference with everybody. What that gives you is a free-for-all game where you can not just throw turtles at each other, but also yell at each other in real life, and you can even do distraction moves like flash your competitors or give them hell, or if you're not that aggressive, you can just sit by and relax with a beverage of your choice. If anybody is interested, drop a line to john@blissbringers.com.
Do you have to have a TV and with a Wii and a computer in the same room to do this?
Yes. Okay. Or what most people do is they are in their living room with their Wii playing, because that's where usually the Wii lives, and they just bring in a laptop.
A laptop.
And that works pretty well, and it's a lot of fun watching people from inside their living room. And most of the time, it also ends up more like a roundtable chat, which is very informative, where people do like their personal business of the week, tell them what happened. In regular times, you also see some other podcasters drop in there. We originally started this with Boris and Doris from the Boris and Doris podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We also had some visitors from Life on the Swing Set. And it can get very competitive.
What's the most amount of people that you've had?
The Mario Kart on the Wii allows for 10 players in the same match. Google Hangout allows for, I think, 50 people at the same time. You dial in per couple, so that makes it a little bit more manageable, and it's a lot of fun. So let us know if you want to be part of that.
Could have an orgy on
you and your orgy. We don't even have a Wii. We have a Wii Vibe.
Forget about the Wii.
But we don't have a Wii.
That's almost as good.
Well, you guys can do the Wii, and we'll just go on Google Hangouts with the Wii vibe. How's right. that?
I think that would be an acceptable alternative.
You can hire us to be the distractions.
Yeah. Right. People could, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a brilliant idea.
We'll be on someone's team.
Cool.
We'll be the distractors.
So okay. That was our news of the week.
This was the first of two episodes about DomCon. Make sure to subscribe to us in iTunes so you don't miss any episodes. You can do that manually by searching for us in the iTunes store by name, or you can go to itunes.blissbringers.com. If you are an Android user, you can enter the URL podcast.blissbringers.com in whatever application you are using. We are also part of the Stitcher application, which will work on just about any device. Just go to stitcher.blissbringers.com for details. If you didn't get all that, you can find all this information and our show notes on blissbringers.com. Until next time,
what's your pleasure?
All names mentioned in this show are either fictional, taken from public record, or held by people who have given their explicit consent to be mentioned.
I have just enough water in here to throw in your face.